from the University of Kansas, we have head coach Rich Price on the left. In the middle is shortstop David Narodowski, and on the right is third baseman Tony Thompson. Coach, if you want to make an opening statement.
Well, I congratulate Texas. I mean, pretty dominating performance by them in every phase of the game. I thought their hitters did a really nice job of working the count and getting in fastball counts, and were physical with the bat once they got in those positions. And then Ruffin obviously was very, very good.
Questions for Coach?
Yesterday the kind of problem was, it seemed like, was the bottom of the order. You know, nobody really had too many timely hits, and this time around, I guess it was just kind of the meat of the order was struggling. Was that planned to
I think
more than anything, I guess?
I think the big thing was, you know you're going into the game tonight and you're getting their Friday night starter, and you know it's going to be a low-scoring game and you got to match them 0-for-0. We weren't able to do that. How many games TJ's run in a row, but he's won a bunch, you know. So today he was behind in the count and had to throw fastballs and power counts, and they were really physical with the bat. I actually thought we hit 4 or 5 balls right on the button, had a chance to get out of the ballpark. They were caught up against the wall, and we needed to play yesterday, but when it was going out, we might have had a better chance.
I was going to ask you about the size of the ballpark today.
It played big today. Yeah. And in fact, the policeman behind me, when one of those balls that Tony hit was caught up against the wall, said somebody from Missouri had a pop fly yesterday that the wind blew out. So, park played big today.
Anything in particular TJ was struggling with? Like you said, getting behind in counts. And maybe think, you know, that might not have been visible to the outside observer.
Yeah, I just thought that for the first time he wasn't sharp. You know, usually he's at the knees and he's able to move the ball in and out and get ahead in the count, and that allows him to go to his off-speed pitches as well, and then he usually finishes guys with his fastball. And today he was a lot of 3-1 counts. You know, you look at that pitch total, 98 pitches through 5 innings, that's not like him. Usually he goes 100. We don't let him go more than 110, so usually he's at 98 pitches in the 7th inning is where he's normally at.
For the players, when you get behind a team like Texas, how kind of mentally taxing is that, and how does that kind of play, I guess, in your mind?
Well, whenever that happens, you're always trying to get back at them. I mean, trying to chip away every inning. I mean, they got ahead early in the game, and we still had a lot of game left. And I guess that is the goal, is try to chip away, get a couple runs every inning, 1 or 2 runs. Hopefully, get the game, get the score cut in half, and work from there.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. With their pitching staff that they have, you know, you're not going to get too many real big innings. You need to get a few here, a few there, and try to get back in the ball game and have our pitching staff put up zeros, and I thought they did a pretty good job of keeping it at where it was and gave us a chance to chip away. It was just really tough tonight and put us away.
How tough was last night, you know, after the way that game ended yesterday? I mean, did that play anything into today's game at all, I guess?
No, I don't think it had anything to do with it at all. I think when you play in a conference like the Big 12, every game's a grind, and I think the teams that are the most successful are the ones that flush what happened the day before and play every day of the week, and that's something that we've been able to do successfully all season long. I thought it was a matchup of their best guy against our best guy tonight. Their guy won. The last time we played, our guy won. But if we played next week, it'd be a different ballgame, probably 3-2 in the ninth inning.
You can't win the tournament, but you're still playing for something. I mean,
right.
Is it going to be difficult to get your guys Saturday?
No, I don't think so. I think one of the great things these guys do, Blair, is they really like each other, and we have incredible team chemistry on our team. Even with only 4 seniors, you know, it's a really young team. It's a real resilient team. First off, we're not smart enough to not come to play Saturday. Okay, it's a fun group of guys to be around, and you know, I know Coach Smith from Baylor always says, you know, when you're in the NCAA tournament, when you come to this tournament, you can't play yourself out of it, you know, and that's one of the things that I'll share with my guys Saturday. Hey, you finished 15-12, one of the greatest conferences in America. We just need to relax, go play, try to win a baseball game, and go on and put some momentum into the regional next week.
So you're convinced that you can't play your way out?
Yeah, I have no doubts. I mean, we've won series. You look at Texas, we swept Texas, number 1. Oklahoma's 2, we beat them on the road, 2 out of 3. And we're 2-2 with Missouri. So, well, we got a pretty good case ahead of us. You know, with the 4 teams that finished ahead of us, we're 2-2 with K-State. Won this series obviously last weekend with them, you know. So we feel like we've done everything you're supposed to. We went to Arizona State, we went to Arkansas, we swept Wichita. We played some really good opponents on the road to be where we're at.
Coach,